And so it is done. Our pact is sealed, and you will have what you asked for. I love it when humans dream big. Remember well what I say. As night falls on the seventh day of the seventh year, from now, I will come for you, and I will take what you have promised to me. There will be no further negotiation. I can hardly wait. Oh, don't worry. That's so far away. You have fun. I'll be watching you. You are the ruler of a powerful noble house under the Empress. Your pact with the demon became a distant memory as the years wore on, a fever dream that visits you occasionally. Was it real? The days are long, but the years are short. And running a noble house is no easy task. Then one night, when you enter your chambers, she's there, waiting for you. Oh, nice place you have here. I see your accommodations have been much improved. I like the filigree around the fireplace and the jasper clock. Beautiful. My. You have been much improved as well, haven't you? A few years of power look great on you. I've been watching you closely, but still, I'm surprised. You were such a waifish, hungry thing when we met. Let me get a better look at you. Ah, and now that I'm closer, I can see you still have it. Have what? That glint of determination in your eyes. It's the sort of thing only a demon can see. Most humans are blind to it. Oh, yes. They only think how your eyes let you look out into the world. They don't realize that your eyes let the world look into you. But I digress. I'm glad you still have it. That steel in your spine. I was worried I wouldn't see it when I looked at you. Not every human can cope with being handed everything they ever wanted. What? Why are you looking at me as if I'm a stranger? That's a bit cold. After all, we shared quite the kiss when we sealed our pact. You look pale. Did you forget? It was a magical evening when we made our deal. I certainly haven't forgotten. Oh, you really did forget. You're not going to grovel, are you? Good. Did you live well these 7 years? You've certainly done well. A beautiful castle, a strong noble house. You have no idea how rare that is. What did you say, darling? You didn't make a deal with me? I'm not real. I'm just a beautiful hallucination you have.
Oh.
Come here. Wow. Does your face hurt? Guess I am real. I will not be spoken to this way. I am not some harlot you can just kiss and forget. The terms of your contract are up, and you will show the proper respect. Nod your head. Good. A kiss for your hurt cheek. You couldn't have forgotten me. You're just in denial. Because our meeting was unforgettable. The rain all around us. The smell of the brimstone from the summoning circle. The way it curled up from the wet ground. The moon was full and your chest was heaving. I've never forgotten. It felt like a dream. I don't dream, but it did for me too. I waited so patiently for you. I couldn't resist watching, though. The way humans do when there's something delicious being cooked in an oven. There's that resolute steel spine I've grown so attracted to. I liked what I saw. What you made of yourself. No, truly. Most humans would have sought justice and revenge for only themselves. If I remember correctly, your family lost their power and title unjustly when one of you fell to scandal. But you didn't get bitter. You got to work and started to reclaim what was yours. And you made sure others couldn't suffer your fate. These laws you've made and how you've enforced them. It's a marvel. I can see it. Your actions spreading out across the empire like ripples in a pond. It's a legacy, and I know I was right to make a deal with you. I just can't stand bad investments. Darling, I have no reason to offer you false flattery. I speak the truth. You wouldn't believe the way your peers fall. They get taken down by their fellow humans, ensnared in blackmail. I know of one ruler who fell prey to an oracle who desired them above all else. It would be tragic if they weren't so in love. What? You're not ready? That's too damn bad. I've been very patient. You are my investment, and it's time to collect. Now. Backing away from a demon does nothing. The bill comes due. There is no escape. Ah? Are you trying to haggle with me? What are you going to offer me that is greater than yourself? Some garish trinket made of gold. I'm not swayed by the material. It's adorable when you're coy with me. I like this act. The way you pretend you have a choice. It's like a game. Normally, I'm annoyed when humans do this. But with you, it's cute. Guess that means I like you. I mean, I figured I liked you when I started watching you for days on end. Dreaming of the day I could come to claim you. There is no escape. I did my part of the deal. You got your power, your revenge, and a legacy. You don't remember what you offered me? Oh, it was so romantic. You gave me your heart. And you got quite the deal, since I'm pretty sure you have some of mine now. Breathe. Don't strain that living body of yours. Look into my eyes. Take a deep breath in. And a long, slow breath out. Listen to my voice. Come back to me. I want you to remember this moment. It's a beautiful occasion. Am I going to kill you? No. I like your heart inside your chest. It means you're coming with me. I've been so lonely. Change is terrifying for humans, I know. But you're adaptable. There is no escape, human. You gave yourself to me and signed over your heart so easily. You would have signed over anything, desperate as you were. And I have been a generous patron. I gave you power, vengeance, and the most valuable thing of all, my attention and interest. Come, take my hand. I'll bring you to my domain. What is it like? It is dark and comfortable, and you will want for nothing. There will be no power to maintain, no politics to maneuver. You can rest. It sounds good. I thought so. I've been so gentle with you. You're welcome. Step into the circle. I'm going to bring you somewhere magical. And you'll be mine forever.